Welcome to this evening's version of Radioactive Magazine. I'm your host, Pat Reilly, and with me this evening is Ms. Paula Sales. Paula is the Vice Chair of the Executive Board of Kansas City's Chapter of Our Revolution. Welcome, Paula.
Thanks, Pat.
It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Our Revolution is kind of an out branch of the Bernie Sanders campaign from the 2016 presidential election.
Right, sure is.
You've been pretty active in Kansas City here lately. I know the group has, in the past couple of weeks, participated in a couple of peaceful assemblies here in Kansas City. One last Tuesday, and then one again yesterday. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Tuesday, we were at All Souls Universal Church there, and we were working with Communities Creating Opportunity, and basically it was called Save the Net. We were standing up for the social safety net programs. We gathered, we talked to some people who are directly affected by these programs, and we talked about what we need to do in order to get our representatives to listen to us and not cut these budgets. Very important.
I noticed on the website in doing some digging that there's our revolution has kind of a three-pronged attack as far as what they are trying to do in the process. One of them was an intertwined goals, and I understand that that's maybe working with some of the other organizations here in Kansas City to not only get the message out but have a little power in the group, as it were. Another one is empowering the progressive values that several of these organizations are holding close to their heart. And finally, elevating the political consciousness. Let's touch on those intertwined goals real quick and some of the organizations that you're working with and some of the things that you're looking at.
Well, right. There's a lot of people doing the same thing. And if we all just go off on our own little tangents, then we're not going to get as much done. So all of these groups are trying to collaborate. We're all trying to work together. We've worked with Communities Creating Opportunity, Indivisible KC, Democratic Socialists of America, the Kansas City chapter here, and Stand Up KC. And we're really kind of looking to work with anybody whose values and goals align with our own, because the more we work together, the more success we're going to have.
So essentially what we're trying to do is providing an active voice for the issues at hand or the things that we're looking at as a communal group.
We really are. It's kind of raising visibility of the fact that these platforms that came out of the Sanders campaign are actually a lot more accepted across the board than anybody ever allowed us to believe. We were all told, you know, you can't have that, you're asking too much, you know, and now what we're finding is that that's really not the case. These policies and these goals are accepted and people are in agreement. The majority of people are in agreement. And so when we come together, you know, we can work with all these other groups who have been thinking that they were alone. And when we come together, our voice is louder. Our reps are going to take us a lot more seriously because of numbers.
Now, one of the things that we were chatting about a little bit before we came in to do the recording here or to do the program, it was the second point was empowering progressive leaders. Now, outside of a couple of the other organizations like Individual and maybe KCDSA, who are not really looking at finding and pushing progressive candidates, our revolution is. You have a program coming up real soon with some of the folks that are running for office and trying to get some information on their stances that are comparable to what our revolution espouses, correct?
That's right. So early on, right after we got started, there was a special election in Missouri, and we looked at Michaela Skelton. She was running in the 50th over in Missouri, and her values definitely aligned with ours. And so we endorsed her, and we got out and we did some canvassing and, you know, kind of helped her try to get the word out. Now, she didn't end up winning, but she came really, really close in what was historically a red district. So we felt like that was a good step forward. Right now we're looking at some other Missouri races and some Kansas races because we are Kansas City based, and so we are working on both sides of the state line here. So we're working in Kansas, we're working in Missouri, and our next monthly meeting is on Monday, September 11th, and we are going to be looking at endorsing for the Kansas 3rd Congressional District seat.
Okay. When we're looking at progressive candidates, a lot of times, well, the old adage is all politics is local. So when you're talking about the state level and that type of thing, are we also looking at candidates that in our, you know, for instance, in our local PTAs, in our city councils, the stuff that affects it most all of us on a day-to-day basis? Not that the state or the federal doesn't, but we seem to be able to have a little more impact when we start here, not necessarily at the bottom, but at the local level, and also work for the upper end. Do you all find that to be true?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because we just got started and, you know, we're still trying to get up and going. We haven't done a lot, but we will definitely be doing more with the local races. And the one of the local races that we're kind of looking at endorsing in right now is the Wyandotte County Sheriff's race. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, definitely. We see that. We kind of saw that with the ballot initiative in Missouri, where we were we kind of came in at the end. There was a whole group of people who had really, really worked hard and laid the groundwork to get that issue on the ballot for to raise the minimum wage. And they asked us to come in, and we came in at the last minute and just kind of helped with getting out the vote. We brought our Bernie dialer. The national organization, Our Revolution, released that tool to us, and we used it, and we helped to get out the vote, and we felt that that was very successful. But we heard a lot of, oh gosh, you know, Greitens just signed a bill, and, you know, there's no point in raising the minimum wage locally because the state's not going to let us do it. They just passed this bill that says we can't do it. But then the next step becomes getting enough people in the Missouri legislature to change that, to overturn that law. And so that's the same thing that we're looking at on the Kansas side. When you start working for certain issues, then you need to start putting people in place who are going to support those issues.
Well, I would imagine that with the organization the size of Our Revolution, too, you have, you know, besides the recruiting candidates tools, you have tools to help those candidates succeed. Like you mentioned, being able to get out the vote through the Bernie program. But you have also, I'm assuming, digital tools and organizing knowledge, because this is all part of a larger process, not just a local process.
Right. Yeah, we have... The National really does kind of provide us with some organizational tools that helps us to stay in contact with our membership and to get the word out to the larger community to increase our membership. And also, you know, just that basic kind of grassroots thing. It always comes down to that. You can have all the fancy tools that you want, but in the end, it's people on the phone and bodies at the door that wins.
Absolutely. Elevating the political consciousness is one of the other planks in the mission. Specifically, how do you go about doing that? You know, other than on the corners with the signs and calling folks on the phone and the get out the vote, what's the key way to get the message out to folks? How do you do that?
Well, I think just visibility. And so we're out there and we're having social hours and we're having fun political gatherings and we're having meetings and we're talking and we're reaching out to more and more people. And you're just kind of repeating your message and your platform over and over again. You know, when people didn't hear that platform for years and years, those of us were on the left who strongly believed in those values and those policies felt like we, you know, were alone in that. And when you get it out there all the time and people hear it all the time, then it becomes more accepted and you have less of a problem with this whole idea that you can't do this or you can't do that. You know, yes, we can. We can do it because everybody really wants it. Mm-hmm. And you don't know that until you really start getting your message out there all the time. And that's what we're doing in every way we can. The collaboration also, you've had community groups out there who've been working and working, and you know, now that we're all kind of collaborating, it raises their voices, it raises our voices. Everybody is having their voice heard a little bit more now.
Now, you mentioned membership briefly. About how many members do you have in the metropolitan area? You have a rough number?
I don't. I would say it's about 100. That's what I'm going to estimate. It's kind of a loose membership. You can come to a meeting or you can not come to a meeting. You know, if you come and you sign in, you know, you're pretty much a member. And so people who've come to, you know, every single meeting, I would say maybe 60 or 70. But people who have maybe only come to one meeting and never come again, you know, maybe we're looking at more like about 100 or more even. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we're just kind of getting off the ground and setting up those monthly meetings and getting the word out there of when and where they are. And we just kind of started discussing having these social hours that we're going to do. So this coming up here, our social hour for the Kansas side is going to be a Kansas Bernie-crat reunion, basically. We've kind of put the feelers out there to everybody who worked with us on the Bernie campaign, whether they were from Kansas or Missouri, if they, you know, if they want to come, and we're going to have a big reunion. And that will be on the September the 14th. And so that's just kind of a get together and go over old times. Mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Well, you mentioned essentially that this organization or your organization here in Kansas City really started about March or so. So it's really kind of just starting to take off.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We, I think that the meeting where we voted on our bylaws would have been the first official meeting. And that happened in May, I think. It might have been April.
Okay.
But yeah, so we're just getting off the ground, pretty much.
Again, going back to the website and some information that I was reading and prepping on this for, one of the major issues, both at the national level and I'm assuming at the local level here, is income and wealth inequality.
Absolutely.
It seems to be, to me, you know, just in general everyday life, probably the number one problem that's facing most Americans. And there's a lot of little side notes into that income and wealth inequality, expanded health care for all, the women's earnings of 78 cents essentially to a dollar for men. You can go right on down the line, unionization. Touch on that a little bit and tell me what the feelings were on with that.
Well, we definitely support raising the minimum wage, and that is why when we were asked to join to support that ballot initiative in Kansas City, Missouri, we did that, wholeheartedly supporting that. And we've actually seen some employers voluntarily raising the minimums to $10 an hour, even though the state is trying to hinder that. So that's awesome. That is part of it. We also definitely are very focused on single-payer medical, because honestly don't think that there is any better way to control the costs, and that is the number one problem with our healthcare system, is the costs that just go up all the time. We have no control over that. And so single payer is something that we are definitely pushing for, because we feel that that is the only way to really control those costs. When you have working people putting so much of their income into just trying to afford the medical care that they need, you know, that becomes part of the struggle.
Well, that also encompasses too the family and medical leave, and allowing families, individuals, mothers to be able to take time with, with sick children or whatever it might be, and not have any fear of losing their positions. Child care and pre-K also is a big issue for working families, especially what some folks would consider to be the working poor. Now, I know out in my community, I live out in Raytown, they started a pre-K program this year. I think we've all found in the past, or at least my experience has been, that the earlier you're able to get children into education, the better citizens and better potential they will realize in the long run. That was one of the planks that I saw and it interested me, and I'm glad to see my community doing that. I think Kansas City has touched on that too in their school district. I haven't really followed up on that, but I know it's something that they're looking at and attacking also. Pay equity and the disparity in the earnings between male and female workers in the workforce seems to be a very big issue also. What's your feelings on that?
Well, I think it's definitely something that you can see is a problem. If you noticed, after the crash, so many people lost their jobs. And so many of those people that lost their jobs were male, breadwinners of their families. And those men were unable, a lot of them, were unable to find work that paid the same after that. And that kind of elevated a lot of women to head of household or major breadwinner status. And knowing that we are getting less money than a male would in our jobs, you know, that just becomes a major factor in wealth inequality again for the working people of this country. It just seems like a way that employers can get away with paying less wages and you know, keeping people poor.
You're listening to KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City's community radio station. If you're just now tuning in, this is Radioactive Magazine, and my guest this evening is Ms. Paula Sales. Paula is the vice chair of the executive board of Kansas City's chapter of Our Revolution. We've been talking about Our Revolution and kind of the offshoot of the Bernie Sanders campaign for the presidential election was kind of the impetus for the for Our Revolution. You had an event yesterday,
right?
And could you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. It was actually sponsored by Stand Up KC, and it is was called Taking Back Labor Day, a National Day of Action. Whereas Bernie Sanders actually kind of put the word out that he wanted to work with the groups and kind of take back Labor Day and talk about labor issues, wages and benefits, and that kind of all rolls into what we were talking about with minimum wage and with pay equity and with family medical leave. So, yeah. Getting together with several groups and getting out there and just talking about, you know, what is this day about, really, Labor Day?
Yeah, and a perfect example of this and the fight for this is what our Missouri House and legislature has just done recently with the right to work passage of the right to work. Fortunately, our union brothers and sisters and the general public have come together. I believe they delivered some 310,000 signatures.
That's right.
From across the state to get on the ballot.
That's right.
The last time it was on the ballot, I can't remember the exact year, but it was right to work was handily defeated. Let's hope that trend continues on this go around. We talked a little bit earlier about the pay equity and, you know, inequality. This is one of the ways that I feel that we are able to fight that directly head-to-head is increased unionization, maybe looking at that helps with the infrastructure and several of the other issues that are important to Our Revolution. Would you agree?
Yeah, and definitely I can tell you, being from Kansas, which is a right-to-work state, and we're just kind of stuck with that, They're constantly taking, they're making attacks on unions all the time. I know that our teachers' union over in the state of Kansas is constantly under attack, and the state hasn't been funding their pension fund the way they're supposed to, and you know, so I see where Missouri could be headed if we don't fight back strong right now and make sure that this gets overturned, this right to work, because it's just Orwellian, the name. It's not a right to work. It's a right to work for pennies is what it is. It's a right to be worked. It is not any right on the part of the person who's providing the labor.
Well, what's next in KC for our revolution? What do you have coming up?
Well, we have the monthly meeting, the regular monthly meeting that we're going to be doing on September 11th is over on the Kansas side this time. It's going to be at Lucky Brew Grill in Mission, and that is September 11th, which is a Monday at 6 o'clock. We're going to have some of the candidates come and speak with us, and we're going to discuss endorsement in the 3rd Congressional District race over there. We have that coming up, and like I had mentioned earlier, we have kind of a little social hour on the Kansas side that we're going to do that is kind of a Bernie-crat reunion, just fun stuff, getting together, touching base with our friends. And we will have a social hour on the Missouri side as well. So we've been meeting at Beer Station. And I'm thinking, I can't say exactly for sure because we kind of have changed our mind several times, but I'm thinking that it is on the second Wednesday of the month. So, but you can definitely get on our Facebook page, and we're posting those events, and just join us for some beers and for some political conversation.
Now, is that Our Revolution KC or?
Yes, the Facebook page is Our Revolution KC, and you can get to us also if you go to ourrevolutionkc.org.
Anything as far as being on the streets or raising consciousness coming up in case folks might be interested in getting together?
You know, there's always stuff out there, and that's another thing that we do on our page is that we post not just our own events, but the events of other groups. A lot of the times you'll see posts from Standing Up for Racial Justice, which has a local chapter here, and Democratic Socialists of America. I think they have a Drinking Social Hour, but you can get on our Facebook page and you can look, and you'll see that we also cross-post for other people for their rallies and events and so forth.
Well, great. Paula, thank you very much for being here. It's been very informative, and I hope the folks that are out there that are interested will get to the Facebook page or the website and find out what Our Revolution is about. We need to get active. We need to get active quick. If anybody's paying attention as to what's going around out there, not only at the national level, which seems to be the most publicized on the news, there's a lot at the state and local level that needs to be addressed too. Folks, if you want to get active, check out ourrevolution.org or ourrevolutionkc. Again, Paula, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
You
appreciate
bet.
It.